Residents of Chicago are wrestling with a question. We've all seen video of alleged police violence against civilians, but what to do with that knowledge? In Chicago, residents work to design new ways to monitor police behavior, and now they face a battle over which works best, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
After months of discussions and meetings, there are four dueling proposals for a new police watchdog agency in Chicago that more actively involves citizens. Public hearings resume tomorrow. The first one was contentious from the very start as people packed an assembly room and argued about the meeting process. And one woman, Armanda Shackelford, clearly angry, charged that police had abused her son.
This needs to stop. Police need to be held accountable.
There are about 18,000 police departments in the U.S. The National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement, or NACOL, says there are about 200 civilian groups that monitor police. Barbara Attard, an accountability and police practices consultant, says civilian oversight is always evolving.
And it's always a negotiation. It's a negotiation between the government and the police union and the community.
Two proposals favored by Chicago's mayor are modeled after civilian oversight groups in Seattle and Los Angeles County. They recommend and review police procedures, but serve only in an advisory role. Two other proposals offered by community groups give citizens a more hands-on approach. Nicole Jordan is a spokeswoman for the Grassroots Alliance for Police Accountability, or GAPA. She says citizens must have more of a say-so when it comes to how Chicago police operate.
When policies are drafted outside of community input, we have a slew of consequences that our communities bear the brunt of.
The GAPA proposal calls for electing people to a board which would have the power to select and remove the police superintendent. Then there's proposal number four.
CPAC is about something altogether different.
Larry Redman is with a group pushing for what it calls the Civilian Police Accountability Council, or CPAC.
We're talking about ending the power structure as it currently exists.
Community control, says Redman, as opposed to oversight. It's a controversial proposal that gives citizens the power to also investigate officers as well. Officials with NACOL says it's often volatile incidents that spur cities to set up or expand civilian oversight operations, but there's also pushback by police. Kevin Graham, the head of the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago, says when it comes to monitoring police and the job they do, it should be left up to professionals familiar with police operations.
When you have civilians, I'm sure they watch a lot of television. I'm sure they have well-meaning interests. But the reality is they don't know how a police department works.
NACOL says civilian oversight board members often go through extensive training to understand police policy and procedures. As negotiations continue in Chicago over which model is best, all involved say it's a given that there will be a new civilian police oversight body here. It's just one of many steps underway in the attempt to build a more trusting, or at least respectful, relationship between the city's police and residents. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
You can read more about that story at our website, npr.org. And, of course, you can follow us on all the social places. We've got a Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter. David is at NPR Green with an E. Don't forget the E. You can find me at Rachel NPR.
Also with an E.
Also with an E. Yeah,
but not on the end.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, go on.
Steve at NPR Inskeep. And, of course, Noel King is at Noel King.
All of them with E's, come to think of it.
So
anyway. Look forward to talking with you.